This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear brothers and sisters, I want you to think back to the images that we saw of Hajj. This particular year where you saw that blessed group of people, those few that got to do tawaf and got to enjoy an empty Hajj the way that they did. The image of that janitor that was in front of the Kaaba all by himself. The image of that woman making dua all by herself. The few that got to go to Masjid al-Nabawi, where typically you have the crowding in the Rawda. It was nice and beautiful and empty. And now the gates of Umrah have opened up as well. And a select few people have been chosen to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Umrah. And you see the images and it looks so tranquil, so beautiful. And if anyone has ever been to specifically Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Masjid al-Nabawi is just a place of tranquility no matter how crowded it is. Imagine with so few people there. With COVID, I want you to picture this news coming to you, that you are going to get to go to the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a month. 5-star hotel, right in front of the masjid. You have your view of the masjid. You walk to salah 5 times a day. Your work is taken care of. All of your other things are taken care of. You have a month of access to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How beautiful would that be? I can see some of you smiling under your masks, just thinking about the idea of Medina for a month without any troubles, going to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praying, coming back, everything taken care of. And subhanAllah, as I've heard these words of people craving Umrah because of how stressed out everyone is, this hadith came to my mind, which is a hadith that you will often hear in some iteration in fundraisers. And I've never known this hadith to be more relevant than it is right now in its totality to us in our lifetimes, and Allah knows best. It's a hadith from Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The most beloved of people to Allah are those who are most beneficial to the people. وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And the most beloved of deeds to Allah, سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. That you bring inner joy to the heart of your brother or sister. أو تكشف عنه كربة, or that you do away with one of their troubles, one of their hardships. أو تقضي عنه دينا, or that you do away with one of their debts. أو تطرد عنه جوعا, or that you do away with their hunger. So you either bring joy to them, you help them in their time of anxiety, you take care of one of their troubles, you relieve them of a trouble that they're under, you do away with one of their debts, financial difficulty, or you feed them. And then this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or this part of the hadith, وَلَئِنْ أَمْشِيَ مَعْ أَخِي فِي حَاجَةٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ شَهْرًا. For me to walk with my brother in his time of need, to be with my brother in his time of need, is more beloved than doing i'tikaf in this masjid, not Valley Ranch Masjid, in Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for an entire month, undisturbed i'tikaf. Think about the tranquility that you would have. Think about the spiritual state that you would be in. You'd probably be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than ever. But deen is not about what makes us feel good. It's about what brings us closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, for me to walk with my brother in his hour of need is better and more beloved to me than doing i'tikaf, secluding myself in this masjid of Medina of mine for an entire month. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ كَفَّ غَضَبَ سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ وَمَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْظَهُ وَلَوْ شَاءَ أَنْ يُمْضِيَهُ أَمْضَاهُ مَلَأَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَلْبَهُ أَمْنًا يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever swallows his anger, Allah will conceal his faults. And whoever suppresses his rage, even though he could fulfill his anger if he wished, meaning he has someone at his mercy, but he shows mercy, then Allah will secure his heart on the day of judgment. Allah will fill his heart on the day of judgment on a day when the hearts are full of fear. Standing on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle that person's heart on the day of judgment. And he continued, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ مَشَى مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي حَاجَ حَتَّى أَثْبَتَهَا. And whoever walks with his brother in his time of need until he fulfills his need. SubhanAllah, this last week, there was a webinar for Coalition for Civil Freedoms about those who are in prison. And Dr. Asim Qureshi, who was himself a prisoner, he said that we forget this part of the hadith, that you walk with a person until you fulfill their need, meaning you do your absolute best to see the whole process through. حَتَّى أَثْبَتَهَا لَهُ أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَدَمَهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ يَوْمَ تَزُولُ فِيهِ الْأَقْدَامِ. Allah will make his feet firm on the sirat on the day when the feet will be shaking, on the day when the feet will be slipping. SubhanAllah. I want you to think about this idea of walking with someone in their time of need, and the fact that the Prophet ﷺ is saying that the degree to which you are there for someone else, Allah will be there for you. And how relevant this is to us when we're looking for some sort of peace and trying to deal with the chaos and have our own hardships to deal with, and then we see everyone else around us and they have their diversified hardships. And there is not a single one of us in here right now. In a time where people are in anxiety, where there's political turmoil, where people are suffering from all sorts of mental illnesses and depression is on the rise, and hardship, and people are losing their jobs, economic hardship in places where they were settled for years, or people are going hungry because you have a situation now where world hunger is expected to double. All of us are either in one of those states or know someone in those states. All of us are either in one of those states or know someone that is in one of those phases right now. And you have an opportunity to solidify in a way that even being in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ for a month right now, to solidify the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to bring about that tranquility. And for Allah to remove one of your hawa'aj, one of your needs and your worries, because you are in the state of removing a haja for others. And while we might be there for others or try to be there for others, and we might not be able to fulfill, we'll be there, حتى أثبتها, I'll be there with you the whole way. I'll do my absolute best. I'll try to comfort you, but my comfort will inevitably fall short. I'll try to support you, but at the end of the day, I only have a limited amount of money. I'll try to bring you food. SubhanAllah, at ICI, they did a food pickup the other day, and the lines were crazy. People are hungry right now. Here, not just overseas. Here, people are starving. I'll do my best, but I'm going to run out of food. I'll do my best to relieve you of your trouble, but I'm going to fall short. When Allah is in your haja, Allah never falls short. When Allah is in your cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disappoint, because Allah is not limited and Allah is not overcome by circumstances. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Allah shows ihsan to the one who shows ihsan. To the one who shows excellence, Allah shows excellence. And Allah's ihsan is not like the ihsan of a human being. Allah's ihsan is so much more. And so if I'm actively thinking, Ya Allah, how sweet would Umrah be right now? Ya Allah, a month in a 5-star hotel in front of the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, how sweet would that be? Who amongst us cannot fulfill this hadith right now? Even if you're in hajjah yourself, even if you're in hardship yourself. People are sitting around right now. People have extra time, extra burden. SubhanAllah, some people will busy themselves in hurting people. Some people will busy themselves in observing people. Some people will ignore people. Some people will be too disturbed by their own hardships. Mix yourself, involve yourself, ask yourself every single day, especially as we're going through this time. Especially as we're going through this time, how can I be in the hajjah of someone right now? All of these efforts, everything from volunteering right now to getting the masjid set up so that we could enjoy Jum'ah, to going out and feeding people, to doing the check-ins and calling upon people, every single effort needs more people right now. Every single one of them. You literally could choose an effort. If you don't have anyone in your own immediate circle that you can be in their cause right now, every single effort needs extra hands right now, extra hearts, extra attention. Ask yourself, what haja am I going to fulfill right now? Who am I going to be there for? How am I going to be there for people? And that is the best way to have that relief in your own life from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he also said in another hadith, whoever relieves a Muslim of a burden from the burdens of this world, Allah will relieve him of a burden from the burdens of the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. To relieve a burden from someone in this world means the relief of a burden on the Day of Judgment. And whoever eases a difficulty in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him ease from a difficulty fi dunya wal akhirah. In this world and in the next. In this world and in the next. You might not be able to see it because you're so distracted maybe by the five hawa'aj that you have. But there is a sixth one that Allah took care of that you never even knew about. There is a seventh one, an eighth one, a ninth one. There are harms that were taken away from you because you were engaged in helping someone else that you didn't even know were to come into existence had you not been there for someone else. And Allah relieves you of that in this world. And another relief in the hereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ عَلَى مُسْلِمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever covers the faults of his brother in this life, Allah will cover them in this life and in the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Most beautiful way to end this hadith. And Allah is in the cause of helping his abd, so long as his abd is engaged in helping his brother. Allah is there for you, so long as you're there for your brother. See it all the way through. Ask yourself right now, in these critical days, where everyone's thinking about self-preservation, what are the conversations? I'm down. What are the conversations? I need to protect myself. If things get crazy, how am I going to protect myself? What are the conversations? I'm looking at my wealth. What are the conversations? How am I going to pay this bill off? Everyone's talking about self-preservation if things go even crazier. Don't think about self-preservation right now. Because when you preserve others, Allah preserves you. When you work for others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be working for you, engaged in your cause. And Allah azza wa jal will be rewarding you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to always have His divine aid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve our burdens in this life and in the hereafter. Cover us in this life and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to only busy ourselves with the people to the extent that it is pleasing to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to serve Him by being in the cause of our brothers and sisters wherever they are. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings in regards to our duties and obligations to Him and to His creation as He assigned them. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والعاقبة للمتقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Dear brothers and sisters, do not leave this khutbah without crafting a plan for yourself to check on those that you know need to be checked in on, to engage in some of the efforts that are taking place right now. There is everything from feeding refugees to checking up on the elderly in our community. And do not lie. This is, subhanAllah, the most basic part of it all. It starts with this. When we're hurting, the shaytani instinct is for us to hurt others. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you cannot do anything good, لِيُمْسِكَ أَذَاهُ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Hold back your adha from people. Don't hurt people. If you can't think of anything good to do right now, don't harm people. Don't make things more difficult for people. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, speak well or just be quiet. If you can't contribute, think about the way that you might be contributing to harm. Don't harm. If you can't think of anything good to do, because our natural instinct is harm. When we feel harmed, harm. Harm and be harmed. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَارَ. Do not harm or reciprocate harm. So at the bare minimum, right now, let's be charitable with each other. Let's be merciful with each other. Let's call upon each other. Let's be more generous with those in our household right now. Because everyone is holed up, and you're hearing about marital issues now, and you're hearing about family issues now that didn't used to exist before COVID. Be more generous to the people in your household right now. Be more understanding. You're hurting, don't hurt them. Let them get a comment here or there. It's okay. You know, let someone say something that might, you know what, it's all right, I'm going to let that go. Because right now, when it's a time of hardship, subhanAllah, people are processing in different ways. And every time you find the instinct to respond or to inject harm, instead of inject ease or relief, because you can't find the capacity to inject ease or relief, but you find the natural instinct to just inject harm, hold yourself back and remember the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a month. Ya Allah, what it would be like to be in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a whole month right now and to have that seclusion. You know what's better than that, dear brothers and sisters? His companionship in Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all His companionship in Jannat al-Firdaus. For if we are granted that, then all of the burdens of this world mean nothing. If one dip in Jannah causes all of the hardships of this world to dissipate, what about the eternal companionship of the Prophet ﷺ in Jannat al-Firdaus? May Allah grant us that rank. May Allah grant us His companionship. May Allah grant us His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our burdens in this life and the next. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ إِنَّكَ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَاتِ اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا ولا تعذبنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بينهم سالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على النعماء يزد لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة